Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Peace, family, is 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have Smart Moss, Sports Moss, Vitamin C Moss, Colloidal Silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater. Well, thank you all for tuning in. That's all we had. It was an hour-long live that we did with Pop Darby. I hope you all enjoyed this episode of the podcast, Addicted to Consciousness. And I hope it's going to get you moving a little forward in your progress towards life. Thank you. And as always, please, please support the podcast. If you got any energy, any keys, if you enjoy any of the content, we want to do a lot more going forward into 2019. So let's tap in. Because as I deem it, it's the year of the keys. Is the keys to unlocking our programming and changing our paradigm. Make sure you become a key. Unlock someone else so we have a world of keys instead of all these rusty lock minds. I'm 19 Keys and we tapping out. Tap in. Peace family, welcome to another episode of 19 Keys. Keys to unlocking your mind, giving you active enlightenment, allow you to participate in the progress of your future. Now, this episode that we're going in right here is pretty special to me. I like this episode. Because it comes from when I was talking about how you can become addicted to consciousness, addicted to positivity, addicted to the source, but not actually taking the information and mobilizing with it. And it's with my brother Pop Darby, and I think we did a really good job at going into it. So without further ado, and I'll please everybody, if you're enjoying the podcast, support so I can create new content. I'm working on getting a microphone. And I'm working on actually going to do some filming, some interviews, and adding a lot more sound effects and really making this a real program and hiring an assistant and an audio engineer to put it all together for me. So if you want to help sponsor the podcast, you can do so with the Anchor tablet that they have to help sponsor it. You can send money to the Cash App, which is Cash App 19 Keys, Keys with a Z at the end, or you can go to the bio and you can see the Venmo, Jabril Keys. So these are all the ways that you can sponsor. Without further ado, let's get into this episode.
Peace, family. Just came from a nice workout. The workouts always inspire me to get more out. If I'm done working on my body, I like to work out my mind, man. I want to exercise with y'all for a second. Let's exercise some power and some strength today for a quick second. You know, peace, OSHA. You know, there's every day I see people benefiting from this paradigm. I see people fake caring about the problems and the issues, but don't see enough people implementing the change in their life. And I've gotten to the point in life where I no longer have sympathy. I have empathy. I have understanding for how you became the way you came, but I don't have sympathy for the reason you stay the way you are. Given, if anybody watches me, if anybody watches any of my brothers that do anything, yeah, I mean, anybody that pays attention to any leader or conscious influencer, you are aware of what you need to do. Anybody that's unsuccessful in life, and you go out and you buy things that you shouldn't. You still smoke weed, you still drink liquor, and you're not successful. You don't have the money you want. You don't have the things that you need, but you're still doing things that are liabilities to your life. I don't have sympathy for you. I tell you, I don't think not one person who is not successful in life, and I mean successful by your own definition of success, by the very things that you want to manifest in life. Success is your ability to continuously manifest the circumstances that you want to live in. Success is the ability to continuously manifest the circumstances you want to live in. So if I say, boom, I need, I want $100,000 in my bank account, and I can't do that, I'm not successful. If I say I want to be happy every single day when I wake up and I want to feel good spirited, I'm not successful if I don't do that. If I say I want all black women to feel protected around me and then I don't give myself the resources, the strength to actually protect them, then I'm not successful. But see, it is very easy for a person to give you all of the problems and all of the solutions and you take it as motivation. People are taking solutions as motivation. Imagine going to your classroom every day and your teacher is teaching you education every single day, and instead of you taking it, learning and using it and applying it, you taking it as motivation because it makes you feel good. It causes endorphins and it becomes your reward system. You hear something that's a solution and it makes you feel good. See, this conscious shit is starting to become drugs for people. This conscious shit is becoming drugs for you. You hear somebody speak conscious, revolutionary talk with solutions and things of that nature that's built into it, and it gives you that same reward pleasure system as if you did drugs or if you watching porn. This is conscious porn for people. That's just how they get themselves off. They feel good now that they know this. Those endorphins release in your brain and make you feel good, and you become addicted to that source of information. But you don't implement any change. Because you're only addicted to the feeling, not the actual change. So what up end up happening is, you hear somebody break something down, you hear somebody that feels good, you hear, it's like a God talking to you. And you getting motivation instead of learning how to become a God. You think I'm going to be motivated by hearing God talk? No, I'm going to be listening and learning so that I can become one. You think I want somebody, I wouldn't even want to have a continuous conversation with God every day telling me the same thing. I want to get to the point where I'm like, God, tell me what you can teach me to where I don't have to have these conversations every day. Because as much as it feels good to sit here and talk with you, I want to get to the point where I no longer need that and I have it all internal and you always with me, regardless if you're there in front of me or not. It's interior. I want that mind you have that can teach me. But see, people want the conscious porn. And it just lights up that reward system, and then it becomes your opiate. It becomes your drug. So every time you hear somebody spit something, damn, that felt good. I can't wait to get that again. And it releases that reward. Now you're coming back for it over and over and over. So a person is dropping all of the solutions. They're giving you a breakdown detail of the problem in a quantum manner. And they're giving you the physics of it. They're giving you the sociology of it. They're giving you the history, the psychology, yeah, the anthropology, the theology. They're breaking it down in every single manner that you can possibly think of. But it comes with no discipline and it comes with no training. See, there's a lot of men that I think are conscious, but I wouldn't get in the field with them. I wouldn't trust them side by side with me, you know what I mean, on a war path. I wouldn't trust them to go to war with me. I wouldn't trust them in battle because most men ain't been tested. Most women ain't been tested. If you ain't been tested in the field and you don't have any experience, I don't trust you. If you ain't training and you ain't getting yourself up, yeah, I can hear your hoorah and you mad saying, what y'all brothers gonna do, all this talk. Bro, you ain't been in the field. You ain't been in these streets. You ain't ever did none of that shit. You ain't slapped a white boy for talking shit before. You ain't fought the police. You ain't out there hand-to-hand with the people actually doing something. You don't run and actually train. You don't learn lessons. You don't learn strategy. You not even doing none of these things you talk about. So why would I trust you to say that you got some kind of... Like, all that talking shit don't mean nothing to me. I grew up where men actually did something, around killers who actually did something, to where something happened and people disappeared. Some people caught cases. Some people still today is living legends for what they did. You know what I mean? So when I see this shit out here that You know, just because you become conscious of a problem don't make you a soldier, don't make you tough. A person to be able to spit all the mathematical facts and computation of the universe and give you a breakdown of everything that's happening in the world don't mean that they're a leader, because they'll lead you in the wrong direction. They'll lead you straight to failure. And rushing the battle is a fool's errand. Just because you can get loud about a problem don't mean nothing, man. Check all the people that get loud, matter of fact. Those loud mouths. Remember they said a loud mouth is usually the weakest? You ever hear those guys and they loud as hell? Why you need to be so loud? You ain't confident? You think I need to be loud? I'll whisper and beat your ass. I'll whisper and win a war. You know what I'm saying? But I got on here today because I just see it so much consistently. Man, I see people who are amazing at what they do, but the people that follow them are not becoming leaders. The people that follow them are not making changes. And if you ain't making those tough changes, then you will never get to that point in life to where you become better at life. You just want the reward system of hearing greatness, but not actually becoming it yourself. I don't want to hear that shit, man. When I implement an idea, I don't see people hop on it. I don't see quantum manifestation. I don't see people saying, okay, boom, let's do it now. I look at black people as an organism as a whole. We are people as a whole. So when I look at us as a whole, I said, look at our energy. I'm looking at the organism. You know, that's how the rest of the world look at us. They don't care about our individual archetypes or what we built for ourselves and how we grade ourselves. They look at us as a whole. How are black people using their energy as a whole? How are they using their unity as a whole? How does their mind think as a whole? Because we interconnected, whether you know it or not. So I don't have sympathy for people in this world no more. Because you conscious of it. It's like the thing with Omarosa and Donald Trump calling her a dog. You lay down with dogs, you might get fleas. You sleep with the enemy, you become my enemy. Don't know, like Muhammad said, never criticize black, but everybody with melanin ain't black. But to that point at the same time, we have to have the utmost respect for our sisters even when the devil doesn't. You see how I do that? I can have a conscious objective. I can have duality of thought. We do have to protect our sisters in the light even when the devil is dogging them, and even when they on the side of the devil, because it represents our mind as an organism. It represents how strong we are within each other. It's not about us, oh, let me get at her because she worked for the devil for so many years. They said, nah, this is how we view our sisters. We got so much love for them, even when they go against us, because we done went against them in many different ways. We still love them. Don't mean that we trust you, but we have love for you because we all are part of that same organism. You represent a part of self that derailed and detracted from your original state and your original nature. So the fact that I respect you mean that I still respect that part of myself that I can bring back and evolve back into nature. So sometimes we react off things when we see them, because I reacted off of it and I was like, so what? He called her a dog when she was acting like his dog for the last few years. And, you know, calling a woman a dog is calling her a bitch by any other name, because, you know, female dog is a bitch. So that's what he's doing. So, but when I see it, I say, you know what? Damn. That's interesting. Because as much as I have no respect for her delegation of thought process and her duties that what she's done over the years, as a black woman who adds to the energy of the collective of this organism, us as a black people, I have to respect part of myself. So when I see my brother, I see my sister, I see myself. So I take disrespect from anybody who disrespects part of myself, but also I must check myself at the same time in order to correct that part of myself. So I know that we love to hear these problems, and we got this issue to where consciousness is definitely becoming profitable. Because it has that reward system, because if I break down something conscious, I can now break down that, give you a solution, give you some things, and then I can also transmute that same energy of attention into a product, and I can also profit from it. Now, the thing about that is it's not a bad thing. Because people have been profiting off negativity for so long. Hip-hop community profits off the most negative shit on the planet ever. If you look at the hip-hop community and look at what we do when we make these young niggas, and I call them young niggas because they are niggas, they're dead, They have the potential of godhood, but they're dead gods. They haven't raised with that light, and until you change that frequency that you live on, you are a nigga because you fit the definition of it. You're not a negus. I called you a nigga for a reason. So we fund the niggas, but they only get a percentage of that. We really funding their masters. Now, the problem is that when you fund them, you funding nothing but negative bullshit that they can capitalize off consistently. Things that they can capitalize off consistently. So when you see the conscious agenda and people are learning how to sell consciousness, back it up with a product, profit off of it, then they can consistently take that same money, market it, do more marketing for themselves, come back with more consciousness, get a product, profit off of it, take that same money, market it, get more awareness, and do the same thing. It's the conscious industrial complex. So it is a profitable thing. And most of us that get into it are not seeking profit. But when you're intelligent and you're a genius, you learn how to do things in a strategic manner to where you can consistently do it. So I don't want people to look at it as a bad thing, but I will make you aware of what's going on. It's transparency. So you want this to happen, though. You want the most popular thing to do is to sell consciousness, to sell positivity. The problem is you don't want it to become a drug. You don't want people to be motivated by it. You want people to be instructed by it. You want people to actually make the change. You know how many people will listen to a genius or listen to Farrakhan or listen to Marcus Garvey or listen to Noble Drew Ali or listen to, you know, whoever the hell lesson is, just be motivated instead of take that operation of change and actually utilize those solutions and move forward. You know how many people listen to my brother Riza Islam break down the problem in the most ingenious way possible and give it to you and then give you the solution, and people don't implement that in their life? They go back right down at their life, go smoke a blunt, drink some shit, go to the club and think about it later on, and then log on to his life to feel a little better, like they being empowered by information, because that reward system triggers your brain, the endorphins, makes you feel good, it becomes your opiate, you becomes your drug, then you want to do that cycle over and over and over. And we're trying to figure out ways to where how we can strengthen our agendas and build and consistently add to the value of the people so that they become greater, but people are taking it as motivation, and that's disrespectful. Because we don't want to become your drug dealers, we want to become your teachers, so you can teach another one, each one teach one so they can lead one. You become a key for the next person and unlock them. And so many people ain't got no goddamn keys in their life. If you're not a key for somebody, then you a lock in their life. You locking them down. And then some people take the information and knowledge that they have as keys and they use it to lock people up. Those are what devils do. A god unlocks your potential. A devil locks your potential down for his own agenda. And when he does unlock it, you know he's using you. Instead of allowing you to use yourself for goodwill or God's will. So when you got this conscious porn and you got this conscious reward system, this conscious industrial complex. So it's not a bad thing, but stop being motivated and start making the changes that you need to in order to have your life go upward. Like I tell you, man, if you're not successful right now and you drink anything than water, you a problem to your life. If you're not successful right now and you go to the club, you know what I mean? You're not balancing life, then you a problem. You are the problem. If you're not successful right now and you about to go spend $100, $200, $300 on shoes, you know what I mean, and other entertainment and escapism, you are the problem. If you're not conscious right now and you're spending 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 to 19 hours on Netflix a month or a week, you the problem in your life. Ain't nobody forcing you to do these things as liabilities to you. You don't have control over self, and then you will set a tone for yourself saying, I don't want to do this thing, right? And then you can't even follow with the instructions you give yourself. So you must ask yourself, who has the power over me if I can't listen to self? Your environment. Your environment is stronger than nature. Your environment suggests something to you, to your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind does not have the ability to say no, because your subconscious mind is where the paradigm exists. And your conscious mind relays information to the paradigm of your subconscious mind to tell it to make a shift. It's like your conscious mind is the slave, and it's begging master for freedom. It's begging master to change. But you got to be strategic with master your subconscious mind. You have to talk to him and figure out a way where you can suggest an idea, impression in his mind, why this is better for you to allow me more freedom, how this is going to benefit you. You are your own slave. But when your master tell you to do something, guess what? You have to listen. And your master is your subconscious paradigm. Those are your habits that you have to do every day. So as a people, we have entropy. We have this system of disorder. And when there is no order, the system of entropy will consistently become worse and worse and worse and worse. It will be more disorder. The less disorder in your life, the more ability for things to go wrong and chaotic. The more order in your life, the more system and control you have over your life, which is why it's important to have a routine and to have habits. Because if you wake up and you have disorder and you allow things to go any kind of way, then anything can happen within your life. But when you have a routine, it gives you power and more order over life. So then you can add things to or take things from. And it becomes a scientific method of how you experiment with your life to get better results consistently every day. But if you listen to my brother Derek Grace and Ben X and my brother Billionaire, my brother RZA Islam and Red Pill and Blue Pill, Raspy Rawls and whoever else that's out there, and you only being motivated, then you a fucking problem, man. There's something wrong with you, because we ain't drug dealers. We educational teachers. We enlightening beings. We giving you things where you can make a change. If you listening to Pop Darvey, he break down the collective group economic system of unity as wealth, and you don't hear that and say, that's something I need to be a part of, so I add to the solution, then you a problem. Matter of fact, me and Pop Darby got something coming together, man. We just partnered on group economics and collective unity, and that's going to be added to the Keys Academy. We adding solutions into your life, but I don't want you to get motivation from this. Inspiration is different. It inspires from the inside, and it requires a change when you become inspired. Motivation just gives you another motive to consistently do whatever you want to do. I want you to actually make the change and educate yourself and enlighten yourself. See, here's enlightenment. This is why I say enlightenment. Because being conscious makes yourself aware. You're saying, I know shit is bad for me. I know I'm eating the wrong food. I know I'm doing the wrong things. That's cool. I'm educated upon it. Enlightenment is saying, now I have the energy to actually change my way of thinking. Now I'm going to throw out all the bad foods. I'm about to go shopping and get me some good foods and replace my lifestyle with a better one. And I'm not saying go vegan, because fuck vegan, because vegan was created by some white dude who disliked the treatment of cows, and it had nothing to do with actually health. So he took a subset of the word vegetarian, and he said, let me call it vegan. But when you hear somebody like Dr. Sebi, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, they break it down so a person can live longer. It has something to do with health. So people are living lives that they don't even know is on a basis to where they can be healthy. That's why you will see a fat vegan or an overweight vegan. How you living a healthy lifestyle and it allows you to become unhealthy still? It allows you to become overweight. That shouldn't even be possible. So if I give you a breakdown of something that's good for your life and it doesn't make that change, then it's not good for your life. Or you're not good to the information because you don't know how to use it on a basis that will actually make change and you can implement it in your life. So you got conscious drug dealers. Only because the people are the problem. It's not that the people who are giving you the information wants to become your drug dealer. It's that you taking it as if it's drugs because you're only using it for a reward pleasure system. So that, okay, now this made me feel good about the lifestyle I'm about to go live. Now let me go back and then let me do it again. Let me listen to more of it. Thank you. You made me feel good again about the lifestyle that I'm about to go live. Let me come back and then let me do it again. Thank you. You made me feel good. Thank you. You made me feel good, but you didn't change nothing at all. So without the change, and it doesn't matter. And like I say, it doesn't matter because what is matter? Matter is light slowed down. Energy equals mass at the speed of light squared. So when I say it doesn't matter because it doesn't materialize. So if you have something that doesn't materialize, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't become real. You understand that? So I don't ever want to become your conscious drug dealer. I don't ever want to become your motivationer. I want to enlighten you. If I enlighten you, I give you all of the energy you need to clear out them chakras, which is that karma that exists in your brain, which is that failed pattern of thinking that you have within your mind, and I allow you to erase that and start a new one. allow you to go from focused thinking to diffuse thinking in your brain. And you can jump and you can actually learn. And it activates that amygdala in your brain to where you can take on new system of thinking consistently. It allows you to change your neuropathic thinking to where now you can create new neural connections in your mind. Now you can think differently. Because the problem is that you're thinking on the same neural waves that you've always had. Imagine this is the way you think. It's a square. And every time you think of something, it goes along that square. Then in order for you to evolve yourself, you have to learn how to think outside the square. But this is your brain. This is how your brain works. So when you have a thought, it follows a certain pathway of how you consistently think. But when you want to learn something new, your brain is trying to create a new pathway. So it becomes hard, but that's what you do when you focus. When you focus, you only have so many different pathways within your mind. So when you're trying to learn something, it's trying to create something new. So your brain can only focus through the old one. So what you have to do is you got to go to diffuse thinking. It's a relaxed way of thinking. It's a relaxed way of learning. You allow your brain to, okay, now just travel this way. I want you to make a suggestion. I want you to connect to some information that I've learned over here. And then connect to the information I learned over here. Now your brain is connecting things differently. Now it creates a new pathway of thinking. Now you have a new way of thinking. That's why I say read before you go to sleep. You allow your brain, your subconscious brain, to have that activity to curate these different ways. But if you're not learning how to learn the things that you hear, the things that you listen to, you don't even know how to adapt that into your long-term system of thinking. When you're 25... Or before 25, your brain changes the way you think, and then after 25, your brain changes the way you think. And how come you don't know this? You are you. You a whole human being with a whole fucking brain. How you don't know how your brain works? There are people who already did this study. You don't have to do all of this. There are people who already mapped the brain and things of that nature. All you got to do is learn a little bit about it so you can consistently evolve. This is what I talk about unlocking your mind. I'm not talking about just motivating yourself. You think I work out because I feel like fucking working out? I just know that it's good for me. I know that when I work out, my brain is forming new neural connections from things that I learned and stored it into my long-term memory. And then 2 hours after my workout, I'm more focused. My prefrontal cortex is working better. And it's working towards my circadian rhythm. I'm doing it at the right time of the day. So I'm enhancing my ability to think. So why would I want to do a live while I'm working out? Because now the information that I just learned as I was listening to TED Talks or some book is right there fresh on my mind. So when I speak it to the people, it's going to come out as a key, something that I conceptualized where people can actually understand. Now it's more intelligent. Now I'm hacking myself and making myself better consistently. Now I'm waking up with less brain fog because I'm drinking water. And when you drink, and the problem is that when you get sleep, you have these things they call neurotoxins on your mind. And when you sleep, your brain secretes a fluid on your brain and it allows your brain to wash out those neurotoxins that get in between your brain. So it allows you to think clearly. But when you wake up and you don't get enough sleep, you still have those neurotoxins that build up throughout the day. And then you can't think as clear and you can't learn as good. So you drink water and things of that nature before you go to sleep. And you empty out the old fluid so your brain has more energy to clear out the neurotoxins in your mind. So when you wake up, you cleared and you refresh. You're not supposed to wake up foggy. The whole point of goddamn going to sleep is so that you wake up re-energized. But if you don't eat the right way and think the right way, it's supposed to be a whole lifestyle. How you a vegan, but you watching the wrong things. You going to the wrong places. Nobody gives a fuck about that. Because it's the whole lifestyle. Everything is connected. You think because you do one thing, it makes you better. No. It could be a person who has a better environment than you, but has a worse diet than you. And they can feel better than you, and live better than you, and have more energy than you. How are you eating better than somebody, but they got better energy than you? They thinking better than you. They more genius than you. I want to do all of these things so it has a better influence on my life comprehensively, and it makes me a better person. But the problem is, you do things to motivate yourself and you do things to make yourself feel good instead of improve yourself and maximize your potential. See, I do things so I have an incline in life, so it increases my potential. The conversations I have with people, I don't spark them so I can feel good about them. I spark it so that I can learn something from it, because it's either an asset or a liability to me. We all 70-99% water, and water traps frequently on a molecule level. So what you listen to frequently becomes your frequency of habit. So if I listen to negative, or that, you know what, the doctor who discovered AIDS actually did a study on water, and what he studied on water was that, you know, it has a homeopathic method where you can trap frequencies within water. The same way there's a frequency for every disease, it vibrates at a particular way. So what they did was they studied the person's body and they studied the person's DNA, and they was trying to see within the molecules of water within their DNA was the frequency of the disease trap. And then they said, well, if we can disrupt that frequency with a better dominant one, then we can change the disease that the person has within their body. So what they did, they say, okay, the disease has a frequency, then the cure has a frequency. So if we can implement the cure in a person's mind, basically if we can shoot some sound waves or something into someone and we can get that frequency to change within their body, then they'll become cured. So I think about the dominant frequency always win. What you do frequently becomes your habit. It's what you do repetitiously. It's how you think. It's how your brain goes about. So leaders, one of the definition of leaders is a principal player in the music group. Because they control the frequency of the people. So if consistently you listen to music that calls you a bitch and a nigga, guess how you go think on your neural pathways like a bitch and a nigga? Guess how you go see things, how a bitch and a nigga see it consistently, because that's your dominant frequency. But at the same time, the people who making the music are intelligent and they genius. They go to marketing companies, they go to people who give them psychology, they give for people who give them all of these different things, and they say, look, we're only doing this because this is how you're supposed to sell yourself. This is how you get ideas to spread. This is how you implement information into people. And then regardless of what they actually like, as long as we can give this to them enough, it becomes repetition. They actually think that they like this. Because the first time you hear a song, you might fight against it. Like, this shit is whack. You hear it the second time, okay. Third time, you're starting to hear it so much that it becomes a part of you. So when you hear it, it feels good for you to hear it because that's the frequency you want. And you think you just like this shit. No, you being programmed consistently. It becoming your frequency. Like you said, your subconscious. If you walk past a Toyota sign, or you walk past a Tesla sign, or Apple sign, guess what, when you see that Apple sign? That Apple sign going directly to your subconscious brain and giving a suggestion to it. Now, what happened is the reason they have spent $100 billion on marketing is so that they can spread ideas to you. So every time you see that Apple sign, now everything you know about Apple is playing in the back of your head. All the shit about Steve Jobs, all the things about technology, everything. And you can't tell those symbols no. But if you're conscious of what those symbols do, then your conscious mind can be so powerful you can filter out those suggestions. So why you think I got Star and Crescent? Every time I'm seeing it, I'm giving a suggestion to myself to tap into my crown chakra, to tap into my higher self, to tap into freedom, justice, and equality, to tap into how the Akan people in Africa regarded the chieftains who wear the star and crescents, that their particular power within that society as celestial beings that's connected to the universe. I'm reminding myself consistently. I'm always programming myself. I walk past any mirror and I see this. I go somewhere I'm not supposed to be and I got the crown on. And it reminds me, okay, change your environment, or be the change in the environment. Come on now, you got to empower yourself wherever you go so you be that change. But if you're only looking for conscious porn, then you're going to get it. You get the conscious porn, you hear it, it feels good, it gets you off, boom, that was enough. Let me come back tomorrow for my fix. But you didn't make any of the changes. So, I want you all to stop taking this conscious porn, man, and stop getting off with the solutions and actually make changes with them. Stop jacking off with solutions, man. Become pregnant with them so that you have to give birth to a new self. So, let's be done with the I'm not going to implement any changes. And you're not successful, but you're still doing all of the things that's making you unsuccessful. Like I said, man, if you're not successful in life, you can't even afford to drink liquor. If you a nigga who buy bottles in a club, fuck you. You a nigga who about to spend $1,000 on shoes and your life ain't completely correct where you want it to be, you're not happy in things of that nature, fuck you. I'm unorthodox. So people be asking me all the time, you in the nation, you Muslim, you this and that. Look, I'ma keep it 1,000 with you. I come from the streets. I learned the harsh lessons. I done had my cases. Yeah, I mean, I done fought my experience. I done been in hundreds of fights. I done fought cops. You know what I'm saying? I done spoke at protests and rallies and all sort of different things. I done started businesses. I done worked for jobs and made six figures and things of that nature. You know what I mean? That anything that I didn't do because of me. Anything I did because of me. You know what I mean? I want to lead myself. I don't want to lead you. I want you to have the mind to lead yourself. Like I said on the other live, I never even wanted my father to lead me. Because I've always wanted to have what was in the mind of a leader to lead myself. But I always bow down. That's the humility. You always bow down to what someone else has so you can fill your cup. And then when you fill your cup of what they have, you give gratitude. You thank them. Thank them for where you got it from. Why you think people mention Unabolaj? You ain't gonna hear people mention Unabolaj Muhammad and Farrakhan as much as Muslims. Because it's consistent gratitude of humility to know that you're not the source that originated the information. But once you get the information, it allows you to now originate new thoughts. Anything that you come from self, you don't have to give credit to another in the sense that, oh, this is not a direct quote. But when you find yourself learning from someone else, you give that out. You bow down to that mastery. But you actually implement and make the change. Some of you all say you love Malcolm. If you met him today, he'd be ashamed to meet you. Why the fuck you love me? I see your lifestyle you living. Some of you say you love Garvey. You met him today, he'd be ashamed to meet you. What the hell is wrong with you? Some of you say you love Elijah. He wouldn't even meet with you. How you love him and you not taking the information and making a change and becoming it and becoming a representation of that and going further. People say they love Pac. Pac could be like, you a sucker though. How you love these people and you look up to these people, but you don't take that information to go further with it to evolve and become that change. You represent them as motivational speakers. They just become motivational speakers to you. They made you feel good. That's all they did to you. They like, damn, man, Pac life made me feel good about my life. The fuck? The younger boy, Elijah Muhammad, gave me all of these solutions. Thank you for giving me that information, man. You made me a god. How? You ain't took none of that information and used it. You ain't out here becoming a leader. You ain't out here becoming an executor of those things. You ain't out here becoming great. You ain't out here taking that same information and pouring it into another person, unlocking their potential. You ain't out here raising Malcolms. You ain't out here raising Farrakhans. You ain't doing that. How you love these men, but if they came today, they wouldn't even like you. Because you're not actually implementing that change. Malcolm probably, in most people's mind, is their biggest excuse to not actually make the change. That's the biggest excuse they have. They say, the nation killed Malcolm, so let me follow Malcolm, the one who died, because the nation's still alive. So if I follow the nation, then I actually have to make the change and do things in my life. The same motherfuckers that love Malcolm would be eating pork and fucking white girls all day. They're going to a club popping hella fucking bottles, you know what I mean, and working for a white man all day saying I love Malcolm X and have him tatted on him and everything, big posters and everything. But they love him. Only because he's dead. Because there's no accountability to scale. There's no accountability of actual change. So I don't believe people when I hear them. I just hear people lying to me all day. That's all I hear. You just fucking lying to me all day. And you lying to yourself, which is even worse. Because every time you lie, you kill your willpower. And then you derail yourself from your actual purpose in your life. Every lie is in front of your purpose. And then when you clear out the lies, you find your purpose. Because your purpose is your truth. It's a way you can live life truthfully and be yourself and consistently. You should be addicted to the truth, but people are addicted to lying. Because lying, they think that lying makes life easier. But lying makes you a coward. If you can't go through the day without lying, then that means that there's some fear or there's something you don't want to face. There's some confrontation you're scared of that the truth will open up. So when you hear my brothers, the shifters, and they breaking down facts and solutions and things of that nature, for one, you should be funding their agenda. Fund their agenda. Two, you should actually take the information and become a change. Three, get rid of all your bad habits so you can become successful. And I tell people the greatest habits you can get, for one, you should drink water for a week if you're not successful. Drink water for the rest of your life until you're successful. You become a millionaire, you get to whatever goal point you want to, all right, take a drink if you want to. I don't give a fuck. But fuck the club. Fuck the lounges you go to. Fuck all the liquor and the weed you smoking. Fuck all the women and the men you want to have sex with. Don't fuck them literally, actually, I'm telling you not to fuck them, but you get what I'm saying. Because you can't afford that. Those are liabilities to your life. And quit trying to find yourself. And I just want you to realize who you are. Hold up.
Yeah, people. I was planning on coming on here for like 10 minutes, man. And the passion, it be gripping me. What's going on? Man, press the home button and then come back in. They always give me a bad signal with Darby, man. Okay.
There we go. What's that?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Hey, all right. So I'm in here on this computer. You know, we got a community outreach meeting tonight about basically the solution. And I'm going to send you these emails right now, too.
Yes, sir.
And I'm in here with my boy, Rod.
What's going on with the God, man?
Rise is super powerful. It's really lit. It's going down. And we're organizing at a fast rate. Red Pill just left yesterday. We talked about everything that I talked about with you.
Yes, sir.
We sat down and talked about it. I sat down and talked about it with him last night. So now we really just ready to turn up and put this shit in motion.
Yes, sir. Man, I that's what I was telling them. I told people that if you ain't where you at, man, there's certain things you got to cut out. You know what I mean? And part of, you know, joining the Keys Academy and joining the Shifters University, things of that nature, for one, we're not going to just teach you about the solutions. We're going to help you cut out the problem. You know what I mean? Cut out all of the things as liabilities to your lifestyle, man. You know, there's a lot of things I cut myself off from until I reach certain goal points in life. And that's how I maintain discipline until I actually become, you know, that person that I want to be, you know. So each person on this live has the ability to empower themselves. But I look at the organism. That's why at the bottom it says no one cares, the black organism, because it's about the organism and what we do together. It's about our collective entity as a people. When people from an international perspective look at black people, they look at them as an organism. That's why we talk about our $1.5 trillion. We don't break it down from each household and say that this person has this, that person has that. No, we're talking about black people, which we're talking about black. We're not talking about your skin color. You know what I mean? We're not even talking about your nationality. We're talking about our frequency of thought that we all have that's connected to each other as an energy that everybody else knows how to use collectively instead of us. We the only people that don't own our intellectual energy and our capacity as people to come together. So we the only people that doesn't take the ability that we have and actually become our own masters. We have been other people's slaves for far too long, and we still not our own masters. You're not free to become your own master.
And now we got action like we were talking about him with. It's the 1 minute economy. It's the 1 minute millionaire. We could literally sit on here, sit at home, talk to 50 people and say, hey, if everybody on here and we like moving collectively as a unit saying we taking each other dead ass serious, this is the next step. We're going to move on here and go press this button. And then we're going to press this button. And that's going to, if I was loading up my phone and showing the app or whatever, it'll go from $0. Everybody will press that button. I'll load it and it can save $1 million. We could literally turn people millionaires in seconds in real time using the internet. So now all we have to do is take each other serious. And I don't think you could tell people not taking each other serious because they think this shit's still entertainment. It's like for fun to watch. Like people will tell you, keep going. Like,
man.
Nah, this ain't that. This ain't entertainment. We not trying to get a record deal. We not doing no bullshit. We dead ass trying to affect communities and change realities in right now. But that's what we doing. We showing them how real this can be. And I love all of the examples that they have. Like Jay Morrison just got 12 million in like 5 days. You get what I'm saying? Now
we shouldn't take that as something, okay, we did it. No. That was just one example of 1,000,000,000 more things that we need to do.
Because now we make it painless. Right. Now we make it to where, okay, everybody just gotta do $20. Nobody do nothing else. Everybody do $19. Now, all 50 of us on here go do that. Now we got a rack to play with. If we go do it every week, now we got an extra 4 racks every month coming in to play with. Just because we said that this is what we're going to do and we seriously going to take action behind our words. And we're going to be in the community about it. And we're going to have meetings about it. And we're going to knock on doors about it. And we're going to be on the internet about it. We're going to really pick these kids up and show them a different way of how this shit's supposed to go. So that's what our meeting is about today. And we try to, that's why I wish we could, even though that we damn this should always be, I feel like everybody should be like connected at the hip. I fuck around, call you during the meeting, like, hey, you got anything you want to tell these people on how we connected over there? Just because it's, I want them to understand we global citizens. We waking up and talking to the world. We ain't waking up and talking to a pen pal.
Right.
We ain't got to have no pen pal, somebody next to us that we could grab. But they on the other side of the world, and they listening. They can hear us, and they can take action from where they at. So we just trying to make put that fire under people's ass and make them realize what it is.
And anything, see, this is what I want to do, man. Let's create a goal that I want to do a day. We're going to announce everybody that we get signed up for the Collective Unity program, the Shifters program, the of the Unity is Wealth app. On the 19th, we're going to announce everybody who signed up for this program that connected with us. So on the 19th, before the 19th of the month, we're going to have a couple more live sessions where we break down everything and what it is so people get a full interpretation. And then on the 19th of the month, we're going to announce everybody who actually signed up with us and who going to move forward and how we're going to use this to continuously move forward and shift the paradigm. Because it's about giving us tools to fund our agenda. That's what it's about doing. And our agenda collectively is actually to help you and help everybody. So everybody who's a part of it, the more things you are part of, just how you like the feeling to say, I invested into Tulsa Real Estate, you should have another 7 other things that you say, these are the other things that I invested into. Yeah. These are the other things my money going into. Yeah.
And these are the shirts I wear on the regular. And this is my crown that I bought.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Everything we do should be centered around somebody in our community that you need to empower. Facts. Everything. So even if somebody like get hit with even if somebody get a record deal and they get an instant 40 million, everybody should be happy because you know he finna come spend with you.
Okay? Right.
Immediately. It's like, oh yeah, we finna get that. He don't know how to hustle. He don't know how to save it. He come spending with us though. And we gonna make sure he stay good.
And that's when you start thinking like an organism. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When you start thinking like an organism, you want every part of that organism to start winning. And when you see one part of it, it represents part of you. You know what I mean? And when you see one of us lose, it represents a loss for you. But when we don't think an organism, we lose.
I'm going to get Rise to do this one because Rise, with the conversation we just had earlier, was about the elements. Well, hit them with the elements. I just want you to kind of the symbiotic relationship between the elements and people and the positions that they play in life. So this is what we was on earlier.
Pretty much, when it comes to human bodies made up of 5 elements, and they say that the 5 people you hang out with most kind of represent and reflect your personality. So in order to have a balanced human body, you have to have a balance between 5 elements, which are, they can be opposing like fire and water, but when they all 5 are balanced, it all works in an ecosystem. So that's kind of what you want, balance within your life and which reflects you. So within the 5 people that you spend the most time with, have each one of them represent the qualities put forth by one of the elements. For instance, we start with earth. Earth being very grounded, earth being very rock solid, and earth being slow to move but tremendous when it does. So you have one person that is kind of like that rock for you, that's a very grounded person. It might be slower and analytical, but when they speak or do something, it carries value and power, right? Then you have someone that is like water. Water is always used for cleansing and purifying or diluting. So you got that person that's always going to be there. It doesn't judge you, but it's always there to let you know when you need to clean up your act, or that helps you kind of purify things in your life, you know, carry those away. Takes the path of least resistance, that nurturing type of person. Then you have someone else that represents fire. Fire can be destructive, but it can be very warm and loving. So you need that person, and fire is passion. So you need that person that kind of lights a fire under your ass, and also, you know, kind of you might get into it with that person. You got a friend that you really love. Y'all get into it, but it's like sometimes the strongest friendship, because it's that person you get into fights with. It's that person that's always going to cut for you, and really that's going to, you know, kind of spark you up when you need it. Sometimes you need to get slapped in the face. That's that person, right? So that's the fire. Then you got someone that's like air. Air is always about movement and transformation, change. So you got a person that's always like, and kind of cool. Air is cool. You know, maybe a dry sense of humor or whatever. That's transparent. You got a person that's real cool, like maybe a fresh person that's like one of your friends is just real cool, always moving around, always about change and stuff. And so that person always has that, you know, plays that element, you know, well. And you need that in your life. Then you also need someone that's, you have a friend that you only see maybe once every 1 or 2 years, once every 3 years, whatever. You never see this friend, but they're like very close to you. Every time you see them, you pick right back up. It's like no time has passed, right? So they give you space, but this person is always about growth. This friend is always about, you know, giving you space, because you need space to grow in, but you also need space to grow apart, right? So like you don't see this friend as often, but when you do, it's always like very, very good for your growth. So those five elements, if you have those five balanced, then you'll pretty much be balanced person yourself, but also have your balance in your life.
So how we do it is we gonna play in the spirit realm, but we gonna bring it to reality. That's how you conceptualize thought. Like Tesla was talking about when we say we was trying to take pictures of an electromagnetic current. We gonna use esoteric principles to bring them into the real world. So that ideology of elements will become committees that are useful to a group, our whole organism as a whole. They come in and they can figure out what element they need to go with, and that's their committee. And it don't matter what your committee is tackling, because those people will have a trait that they love to do. What if we're going to have finance, media, business development? You get what I'm saying? Everybody fits inside of a person somewhere. And now it's easy for us to be structured. Even with the 50 people on live, if we was doing that, just with the 50 people on live, we still structure ourselves out enough to be able to be self-sufficient within maybe a year with 50 people. So imagine if we're doing it with 1,000, 5,000 at a time. That's $100,000 a month that we're structuring it out, and we're not just going out for – we going business, but it's deeper. We're not surface level. We diving in.
Because all business is done like that, whether you know, I mean, I know you know it or not, because and I want people to understand that it's not just us black people, black guys that's doing this. This is how business is already done. This is how it's been set up on an esoteric level. It's just that the average person look at the principles of business on the surface level. That's why you call a corporation a corpus, which is a body. You know what I mean? That's why you say you want to have a fictitious entity. You know what I mean? Which is this business that you pour energy into and it becomes this thing. You know what I mean? So when you talk about these esoteric principles, this is how business is set up. It's based off these esoteric principles of ritualism so that you can actually form entities of energy. You feel me? To where these things actually become things that you can use within reality, and they become massive bodies. Very massive bodies and brands. And these brands have a lot of power and a lot of energy that they can use to shift the world, change the world, control the world. When they throwing out, when a brand say, I'm about to throw out $1 billion for this marketing campaign, they saying, I'm about to throw out 1 billion ions worth of energy to get your attention to shift and manifest the product into existence. So whether you know it or not, this is what's happening. You being played with on so many different levels, and you being controlled. You know what I mean? Marketing came from what was it? The Russians, I believe. The Russians with the Soviet Union that created marketing so that they can implement their propaganda to the people, so that they can make their moves. Yeah. The Germans created a lot of what's going on as well. So we've been playing with on so many levels.
That, the entities that are being brought in with everything. Like when you talk about media, that's Medea. That's a entity. It's not necessarily evil, but it's about mind manipulation and grasping. You know what I'm saying? Grasping people. Yeah, that's a deity. So same thing goes with the Hollywoods. You know, the Holly Tree is what witches use to manifest material with formulas and spells. So all we doing is creating a formula. And we're not using it in a bullshit way. We're using it in a positive way. So if you look at shit like this right here, this the secret teachings of all ages, Manly P. Howell. Dude is a mason. Masonry is basically how to run a business. They set it up just like how the court sets it up, how a church sets it up. When you go inside of everything, it has the same setup. A business, a court, a church, a large hall, no matter what it is. The same situation is how we're going into this as a business, as people, saying that we know where we stand and we on our square, we understand this shit. And we push it forward. So
yeah.
Another thing, look, people on here, this is my homie too. It was like, start it on your own, you'll see who is serious. You have the same issue within our recruitment. Many are reaching out, have the same mindset, proactive. Okay, I don't want people to think this is something that we're not doing.
Yeah, it's already started.
This is a profiting business right now. This business makes thousands of dollars. I'm saying this business can make millions of dollars with more participation because it's not for entertainment. So some people are getting it and stepping up and doing their thing and playing a part, and that's how people start getting checks and paid monthly. But it's another group of people who are watching. You have to pick what side you want to be on. Are you going to watch? You're going to participate. And if you're going to watch, then watch. Cool.
Yeah.
But if you're going to participate, we active. Everything I said is about instant. It's the instant gratification is now, right? I'm not hungry for instant gratification, but I realize that. So I put things in play to where we can say, okay, we can be 1 minute millionaire. The app is available. You can go to your app store right now. When you get off of this, you'll see an app, Unity as well. Download it. You can sign up for a membership. There are people already signed up. You're going to instantly get a 16-week course. You're going to instantly get entered into a group chat. You're going to instantly get a self-help wealth mastery guide to self-mastery. So it's available now. It's not like something that we have to wait on. You can open your app and your phone now. It's there.
Unity is wealth. Download that, screenshot it, take a picture right after this, man. Let me know who Quantum manifested that, man. I want y'all to tap in because this is what we moving upon, man. This is the reason we work together, because collectively we can do everything. Individually we can do some things. You know what I mean? So I'd rather do everything. I want the whole world. You know what I mean? Like I said, that video I made about Pac. Pac said he gonna spark the world, spark the mind and make the change. I'm gonna change the world. I'm a world changer. I ain't Pac. Pac knew he was gonna die early.
He talking about us. He ain't talking about nobody. He talking about people our age that called him alive. I remember when Pac died. I remember that.
So if you missing any of those leaders and you feel like you need them today, look no further. We exist. You know what I'm saying? But our ability is to turn you into a leader for yourself, so you become self-sustaining and independent, but interconnected with the collective. As well, because it's not about the individual, it's about the collective. So when you talk about getting back to nature, we also have to get back to our nature of thinking. You know what I mean? And that represents us as an original people, as our collective form of thinking, being able to add things into collective thoughts. You know what I mean? And then our collective observation of anything is a form of creation. Yeah, you know I mean, I heard Farrakhan say the other day, he said, God created the universe out of nothing, and when he did that, he destroyed the impossible. So when you tell me something is impossible, I don't believe it, because we are a very definition of impossible existence, because it came from nothing. So you can't tell me ain't nothing that I can't do. You know what I'm saying?
Man, look, right now, we are on a phone. All right, this is my old school homie told us this yesterday. I keep on saying the same thing because he really wowed me. And this is kind of like into my studies. He said, when I was young, we used to watch the Jetsons and they used to be on FaceTime. Mm-hmm. And I never thought that that was something that I would see in real life. Right now, we're not only on FaceTime talking to somebody, we're talking to each other with 60 other people watching.
Right.
And it could be as many as it want to be. We have exponential growth. We have that quantum capability to move at rates and defy reality. We can change the world right now in real time. And people are acting like this. I think we're so spoiled in it that some people feel like this may last forever or it can only get better. Things can get a lot worse. This is not necessary. Like, when preparing these children,
they was asking in the comments how much is the Unity is worth for the monthly.
It's different membership subscription. To be a member is $20 a month. But we have packages to where you can be a member, or you can be a member that supports a business that's $40 a month, and then you get a gift in the mail along with your education online, along with your network, along with the fact that we just created a big economic vehicle that people are getting in and moving with.
So you gonna set them up with the keys where they get the dollar off, they get the 19?
I'm finna set it up right now while we
on here. Bro, I need you. Come on, we need quantum manifestation, man.
Right now while we on here.
Right now. We about to give y'all this key, man. This key is gonna be 19, so we getting it started. We had the conversation yesterday, and the conversation was only foreground for the background of conversations we had many times over the future, over a timeline. And sometimes it's just the right time, in time, and you know, it's just time to create it, man, and make it happen. I tell people all that, look, I always stop saying time, but I tell people all the time is that we living in two different times, right? So if you live in a fucked up lifestyle, we say we start January 1st, and you live in a fucked up lifestyle, but I'm living a great one. I'm eating good, I'm doing business, I'm working with my people, I'm getting everything right. But you live in a destructive lifestyle. You doing everything wrong. You're not eating right. You just drinking every fucking day. You having sex with anybody. You buying nothing but liabilities with your life. Boom. Guess what? Who's going to be younger at the end of that year? Me or you? You. Yo ass going to be old as hell. You know what I mean? And you're going to be moving faster and accelerating towards death. Well, I'll be moving faster and accelerating towards more life and more energy and more success. So we may live in the same space, but nobody shares the same time unless they're living the same way. You know what I'm saying? So when we come together, then we become in sync in time. And then we become successful throughout time. So people can tell you getting older. No, I don't believe that shit. I believe I become newer because I've never been a certain age before. When I become 30, I'll be newer. I've never been 30 before. How the hell I'm going to be 30 years old? I ain't never been 30. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I think of it like it's continuously getting newer in life. Pop, I tell him all the time, the only person I'm jealous of is future me. Because future me looking good, he's smarter than me. He's doing all of this shit that I want to do right now. You feel me? He got everything together that I've been wanting to have together my whole life. You know what I mean? And he figured out how to do it, finally get rid of all his faults and things of that nature. Future me is living life. He got my girl right now, everything. So I appreciate future me because he got life popping. Hey, but we got 1 minute and 44 seconds.
You definitely are saved up. It's gonna say Shifter Support System is $19 membership. They can go sign up for right now.
Shifter Support System, man. Send me so I can shout you out. Everybody who signs up. Yeah, I mean, we just got something started on live. This is Quantum Manifestation. This is putting things into action in real time. We about to head off in about a minute, but I want everybody.
On the crack phone.
19. There you go. When you see that 19, you know what it is. Sign up. We just created that special for y'all right now because this is how we make work together, man.
Right now, I appreciate you, Pop.
And on the 19th, I'm going to shout out everybody who signs up. So on the 19th of the month, I got you, and then we're going to keep going live and talk to you about all of the benefits of signing up and what actually is going to come with. So you just made yourself a part of a shift of movement, and watch what we create with this, because this is a consistency. When I get on something, you know, it's repetition, and we just change the frequency to be.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.